On Holy Thursday, on the Last Supper, the church tells us, like I've said every year, you know, to talk about a priest and the Eucharist. Now, of course, I'd also give the name Jesus Christ, which I tell our little ones and adults. If you ever have a question, just give the answer, Jesus Christ. And that's about what it is to be a priest. To follow Jesus Christ through the Eucharist for you. There's four different types of prayers that you've heard me offer. The first is the first Eucharistic prayer. You might also call it the Roman Canon. That's what you'll hear tonight. It's a longer prayer with, if you'll remember, the names of saints and martyrs and popes. And in a special way, on solemnity worship times, is a time with special words that are added. So hear and listen to those for that notice of what is a little different on even a long Mass prayer, the Eucharistic prayer. The second is the one you've probably heard the most, and it's the quickest. The second Eucharistic prayer, the one that it'll take about 5 seconds to take the pall, I take off the chalice and bless the bread and wine with the Holy Spirit. The third is the one that you probably remember when I use both the saints of us, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban. So that's the third. And the fourth is only done in ordinary time, and it is long, like the first prayer. But I want to read that because we basically heard some of the same words with St. Paul as well as Jesus when he was preparing to wash the feet of his disciples. And this is what I exactly offer. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father Most Holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of the sins. Do this in memory of me. What an honor it is to serve that prayer, the most important prayer, for Mass and the Eucharist for each and every one of you, as well as the sacrifice of our sacraments that is truly humiliation and humbleness for me as a normal guy that was ordained. To offer baptisms, confessions, first communions, confirmations, marriages, and anointing of the sick, as well as the day-to-day life to be a priest. And then again, an honor to be with you, my brothers and sisters, my family. I chuckled the other day, somebody texted me and said, I have a last question for you. We were talking about some budget stuff, and he said, I'm curious, are you being shipped off this year? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm assuming I'm staying here. The bishop has not called me. Why? He said, well, it's kind of the time of the year that the priests get assignments. And I just said, well, I asked for 5 to 7 more years, so I hope I get that. And I hope you do too. If not, I'm sorry. But being a priest and being called up here with you is truly just an honor. and just like an adoptive son in many of your lives, to walk with you and your family in the best moments and the worst moments, to be just welcomed into your homes. And as we work, as we walk together, like we heard in the scriptures, that we are pilgrimages walking together, whatever our call is. I also love what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, that a priest is standing in persona Christi, meaning that I'm not Jesus himself, but according to the catechism, meaning with the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that, quote, in the ecclesial service of the ordained minister, it is Christ himself who is present to his church as head of his body, shepherd of his flock, high priest of the redemptive sacrifice, teacher of truth. This is what the church means by saying that the priest, by virtue of the sacrament of holy orders, act in persona Christi Capitis. Now, as I try to do that the best I can as a sinful person, a person that's not perfect, I love the fact that Jesus is the best by far. That when I come to funeral masses like this, where you think, boy, it's a very important homily this weekend, Father, it's very important, and I just botch it, I don't have to worry, because Jesus is coming right up after me. You're not going to strike out. You're going to get a home run every time. That's Jesus. That's our King and our Savior. We're at the Last Supper, where you'll see in a special way, as you can every day and every weekend. And I love what he told his disciples, because I am one of those disciples, and you are one of those disciples. That he said, you call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. I'm not your teacher. I'm not your master. I'm your church. I'm your priest. I'm someone to serve you. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. I give you a new commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. And I love that on Holy Thursday, that he gave us a model, we priests received that model, and you received that model. You are so good and powerful with washing the feet, a physical image, a physical example, and an image of what you do in our community, in your families, and in our diocese and in the area. You take that model and make it true. And I love the fact that we are proud for what we have done for generations after generations of serving the poor. So as I must follow our teacher, our master, and our friend, you must continue to do the same. As we as a family are still pilgrimages on the path for our Savior, for our King, and on the way to follow him, to come to him for the Eucharist, to be forgiven of our sins, and to come out of Mass, to go to the world, to serve like our Savior did the same.